If you listen to the show regularly, you already know that Doc's a guitarist and I am a drummer.
Yeah, man.
So today I've put together a list of my favorite drummers.
Cool.
I don't have one particular favorite drummer. I have a whole plethora of them. So we're just going to go ahead and go down the line. I'm going to give you some information about them, tell you some little known facts, and we're going to hear some great music. Ready?
Let me check myself carefully. Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
We're going all the way back into the 1940s.
Wow, to start.
Gene Krupa.
A big band guy.
Big band guy. Yeah. American jazz drummer. Born in 1909, died in 1973. He was only 64. He died of leukemia and heart failure.
That stinks.
But he was known for his flamboyant style, and he really specialized in that swing music. You know, have you ever seen the movie Pearl Harbor?
Like the Babaloo stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He specialized in that stuff. So when swing kind of started to phase out, that bebop style started to take over, and he really didn't fit that. So he retired in the early 1960s and opened up a music school. Guess who one of his star pupils was?
I couldn't even begin. I don't know much about drumming.
Peter Criss.
Of Kiss.
Of Kiss.
No kidding.
No kidding. Here's Gene Krupa performing with the Benny Goodman Big Band. This song's called Sing, 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 and it's right here on Rock School.